Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Good evening and welcome. Yes, it's Tuesday, which means this is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. Hello, world. We say thank you to our supporters and our families and everyone who's listening tonight and each and every Tuesday night. I hope that you have now relaxed from the day, shaking it off, got your glass of wine, beer, hot tea, hot coffee, cocoa since it's winter and cold outside, and about to relax with us for the next hour and a half. And as our new awesome theme song says, keeping it real, and to sit back, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it strong, and all the topics that come up with the world and anything else that we can think of or read about or you send us via email or Facebook, we're going to bring it to you. And with that being said, one of our co-hosts is down and sick. We miss you, Lady Q, as well as with her children tonight, but she was listening probably as normal and in spirit. But I am not alone. I have my other co-host who always got my back, my girl, KD.
Hey, what's happening?
Girl, I thank you. I thank you. I want to personally shout out to my co-host for holding it and keeping it real last Tuesday while I had my own family emergency to take care of. I thank both of you, Katie and Lady Q, for holding it down and giving thanks and going on as we do, keeping it real and keeping the show moving. I thank both of you. Real. Love it. Love it. I did get to hear some of the show. Haven't finished it, but I will pick up right where I left off earlier today when I get a chance. And but y'all held it down for what I could hear so far. And it was awesome. It was awesome. How was your turkey day?
I worked.
I heard that, but I know you still had to have some part of the turkey day. Didn't you have some part of the Thanksgiving? No, you worked all day, all night?
All day. I worked until from 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. It was that day was like, if anyone do not know, I take care of adults that have disabilities. And one of my clients went home to his family and one stayed put because, you know, how that situation goes.
Right.
And I just spend the whole day with him. We watch football, and the company already had meal prepared. Last year we cooked ourselves personally, but this year they had food prepared already. So I was like, I don't know who cooked this, so just going to make sure he eats. And, it was just all about him. And then the next day I had a plate that was sent home with my fiance, and I was like, you know, I'm okay. I'm thankful every day. And as long as my client was okay, it was all about him. As long as he ate good and he was happy, okay.
Right, exactly. I feel you there. I'm pretty picky also on other people's. Girl, you know some of us are. It's where I work, I did not know you work with individuals with disabilities, because so do I during the day. So that's awesome. Right? See, we got, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding so much about each other as we go along with this show. But I also do that. But my coworkers, every year, we get together I'm in one office, and there's another office in another city, and we have one manager. So there's two, you know, he manages both of these two offices. So twice a year we get together and do like a full staff, you know, get meeting and everything in the spring, summer, fall, and then, of course, for Christmas or holiday party. And I'm with you. When it comes to those potluck stuff, I look at people and be like, give them the eye. Y'all know, and listeners, y'all know what I'm talking about. You give the person that you are, you know, maybe not be too close of a coworker, but you trust their opinion. So you give them the eye, like, right before you dip that fork or that spoon or whatever that serving utensil in, you'd be like,
yeah,
okay, is that good or no? And they all, and those, and that person that you're talking to knows exactly what you're talking about. Without even saying a word, they give a, you know, a thumbs up, they pull their hair, they tug on their ear, they give you something like, and then you got the one, you know, yes, you got the one who will just make the noise, girl. You know, and when you say girl, you better keep on moving. Don't touch that one. Because, I mean, because I got some, you know, coworkers who, you know, they have animals and not, you know, some people who have animals are clean. I mean, you know, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the ones who let, like, the cats climb all over things. And, Katie, why are you laughing? You know it's true. And then you turn around and you put something in your plate. And they go, a cat hair right here and go in your mouth. And you're like, oh, you know what? That was so delicious. I'm full.
Yeah.
You done, that done ruined your whole. So, yeah, I feel you, girl. I understand. Well, my family, because of some of, you know, some of the things that we were going through, we actually got invited. My mom and I were just too tired, and everybody kept calling and texting and everything. Because my mom and I, and, you know, we're big cookers. We love to cook. I love to cook. I love to bake. I love, you know, the whole enchilada. But with the stuff that I was going through last week, I was just tired. We had all the trimmings. We had everything. And look, that turkey is still in the freezer.
Really?
And it will, yes. Yes. It's still in the freezer. And all the trimmings are still. We were, yes. And we're just like, you know what? I don't feel like it. Because I'm like you said, Katie, we're thankful every day.
Exactly.
So it's not really about the food. It's great for the family and the friends and everything to come over and be thankful, but it's about what you already have. And, you know, we all woke up that day. We woke up today, you know, and somebody else didn't. So, I mean,
right.
And I'm not even going to go, but, you know, it just goes on beyond that. But by the grace of God, we went to Thanksgiving service, Thanksgiving Day that morning. Our church had service that morning, which was from like 9:30 to like 11-ish or something. And then we were just going to chill, you know, and we were going to cook, but not cook big, just, you know, because it was just the four of us.
Right,
here.
Right, just
and
a little dinner.
Just a little dinner, because it was just, you know, my two kids, my mom and me, my sisters and my brother are all scattered this year. And so one of the church members there was like, you know, no, y'all come over. And my mom and I are looking at each other like, we're crying, we're thankful, because, you know, hello, y'all know, and anybody who's black, y'all understand what I'm talking about when y'all are in church. And you get emotional when the pastor says, everybody in the church gives thanks. So everybody in the congregation that morning stood up and said what they were thankful for. So everybody was emotional. So at the end of that, she gives her little, you know, sermon.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time the service is going, there's not a dry eye in the place. And then,
oh,
you know, you got to. Yeah, then you have somebody come up to you and go, well, you know what? What are y'all doing? Oh, we're just going to have a little dinner. Then, boom, go, yeah, no, y'all come over. We got everybody. We're going to watch football. We're going to do all this. And, of course, I'm already still crying and trying to wipe my eyes and puffing. And then I start crying again because I'm like, Lord, you didn't have to do this. I could still. And then at the same time, you know, I'm like, okay, yay. But then I start going, well, all right, okay. And then I'm like, well, you know, I was really looking forward to that little quiet peace. But overall, we had a great Thanksgiving. We ended up going over there, having a ball, had a blast, two both rooms full of the doggone Dallas and Redskins game, people in there. Ended up being surprised by my little sister and my little nephew, the What in the World founder, popping up, showing up. So it ended up being the best, you know, wanted a really good Thanksgiving. The best thing would have been if my brother from Atlanta had drove his butt up and been like, hey, you know. So otherwise, we had a great time. So I think everybody was, you know, happy. But anyway, let's keep it moving. We, and then, of course, the craziness, before we go on to the rest of the craziness of the Black Friday, you know, that was a mess.
No.
I had somebody from the house actually left to just run up to the store to get something really quick. They turned around. They turned around, and then they turned around sending all of us, you know, pictures on the phone, and everybody's like, beep, 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 beep. Everybody looked. Oh, the Walmart parking lot was packed at like 8 something at night. We're like, what in the world?
People are horrible. They, I'm talking about fighting them, shooting in parking lots, and oh my gosh, like
it was some craziness. It was crazy, but we ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna keep it moving. And if we do, we'll bring it back up on the What in the World segment, because like I said, that was some from Thursday night to yesterday. Whoo! I have not been in a store since pre-Thanksgiving. I take that back. I did go in there. I went into Walmart late, and I'm telling you, late Sunday night, and the place was so bare, it was not even funny. I was like, this is what I'm talking about. You know, and I just went in there to get some bread and stuff, you know, because the kids getting ready to go back to school Monday, yesterday, so I was like, oh, we won't have no bread to make their sandwiches. They take the lunch. Anyway, it was all good. It was all good, but it's wonderful. I missed y'all that last week. I did, but you know, I was like, I was so funny. I was, you know, it was, I was dealing with my family, and the whole time I'm going, I'm missing my girls, I'm missing my show. And my mom's like, but your girls got you. And I said, I know. And I said, that is so comforting to know. That's a thankfulness. That's another grateful that I was, you know, I didn't worry. I didn't panic. I was like, they got it. My girls got it. If the show will continue on, it will go on. And y'all did it. And I'm just so thankful.
Sure.
I just, yes, y'all did. I held it down. We are going to go ahead and go into a song, and we are going to listen to, okay, if what was I going to listen to? Wait, oh, there's my sheet. I love live stuff. We're going to listen to 311 by Matt B. and Tim Benson.
Hey. Thank you.
minor. If you gotta cry, then I'ma catch your tears. Just lay your head on my shoulder and I will never let go. Lift you up, I put the ass back on your chest. Stand tall and I defend you from the best. I'm a lyrical rock thinking. You don't ever have to breathe again. Human defibrillator, I can make you breathe again. Hold tight, we gon' rise again. Rest the dirt from my eyes again. Like a phoenix from the flames, we will never lose the fire within. Can't stop till we all is in. My burning spirit ignites me. If darkness is the absence of light, then I'ma shine for you. Burn it up and let me rise for you. Like a beating drum, I'm your 808. Shut up, watch me drop a couple lines for you.
Don't care who's around. Just as long long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place, say your place, don't matter, don't matter. I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating extreme, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carried to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me all shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me. And now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Loving the music, loving the music. Ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to 311 by Matt B. and Tim Benson, Anytime by Our Piano Man, and Bedroom Eyes by Flownetics. KD, girl, let us, for one, I want to shout out two birthdays, celebrity birthdays. Our girl, I love this woman. I want to be and look like this woman when I'm 73. Okay? Tina Turner. The legs that will, it's like iron. Hello.
Yes.
I want to be young. No, anyway. Oh my God. Okay. I grew up with her. That's my girl. I love her. I could just, you know, see myself doing when I was, you know, younger, dancing around. But yes, Ladies and gentlemen, let's all shout out Tina Turner's birthday is today. She is a young 73. So yeah, definitely. As well as 70, Jimi Hendrix is, you know, I love his music as well. So
yeah,
those are our birthday shout-outs. And on the flip side of that, because with every birth, there is a death. It's just, it's reality. It's it is what it is. But I don't know if anybody out there, but I grew up on Dallas. I did watch the remake that just came back for a little bit. Then, of course, what they call Life got in the way, but I haven't seen it in a while. But Larry Hagman, he passed away this week from cancer at the age of 81. And Katie, I know you young girl, but have you ever heard of the Delphonics?
No.
Oh, I bet you have. Have you ever heard, did your parents or anybody there around ever heard it played, Love Won't Let Me Wait? Love won't let me wait.
Yes.
All right, then you heard of the Delphonics. Their R&B singer, Major Harris, died also this week from heart and lung failure at the age of 65.
Mm-hmm.
See, you may be young. Mm-hmm. And I quite slipped over the 30 yet. I was like, I know somebody up in your household.
I know my music. Probably don't know the name, but yes.
I was like, I know she know who this is. It's the name. It's the name of the group. So yes. But yeah, I wanted to shout out our birthdays, celebrity birthdays, and acknowledge and give thankfulness for those who have passed as well. But did you hear, and I know you are all up on our current times and everything, that's why I love you, but did you hear about this woman, this obese flyer?
No, I didn't.
425-pound woman who tried not one, but three different airlines. She was over in Europe trying to get back here home, and they refused her because of her weight.
Oh.
They traveled all the way over to Hungary in September, spent a month there. You know, they did it up. You know, they said every day going to Europe, they're going to be there for a while. So her and her husband were over there since like September. Doing, you know, going and seeing the sights and everything. And they had been trying to get home since October. And the airlines over in Europe refused her because of her size. They were sent from one airline to another, back and forth. And, yeah, and finally, because of her, after a while, she passed away. And I think her husband and everything, they were getting ready to file suit and everything. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. That's...
I know, right? It's craziness. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I just knew you had known this one. I was like, I cannot believe I got one up from my girl, Katie.
Woo-hoo,
y'all. And for all of our very faithful, loyal listeners, y'all know what I'm talking about. Usually she is pumping it out, and me and Lady Q are like, oh, I didn't know, or yes, wow. So for me to actually come up and say... Wow, yeah, she passed away. So yeah, I was just thinking that it was just crazy. It was just, she was suffering with diabetes and kidney disease and all kinds of other stuff anyway, other health issues. But to have that added stress on top of that, I think that's what really caused her death. Mm-hmm. And that's just my opinion. I mean, I'm not a medical examiner. I'm not a doctor, an MD, or anything. But stress is a killer. It's a known fact. I mean, when you're under a lot of stress. Exactly. But when I heard it on the news, but I didn't really, you know, take heed to it because it was, you know, I think I was doing a middle of a whole bunch of other stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I got to remember that. I just kind of put it, you know, like we put a little tickler in the back of our head. And I was like, today I went and found the story on NBC News, and they had like a, good Lord, it was a long write-up. If you want to, if anybody who wants to, they can go to the website NBC News and look up. I think I had it under. Anyway, you just search for it. It's
right.
Like obese flyer turned away, something like that. Anyway, but it had a long write-up of everything and about this woman and her husband. So, you know, it's sad for one thing because I'm going, if you excuse me, you know, that's discrimination. You know, I mean, granted, there are people out here who are, you know, bigger than most, but still, you know, I think their thing was the whole thing about the seatbelt. But I'm going, if we over here in America flew them over there.
Right. How she got there in the first place.
Exactly. That's my thinking. I'm going, somebody put her on a plane and flew her over to Europe, Hungary, wherever they started
she can't
out
get
at.
Her back.
Y'all, they should have thought about that before she flew out in September. That, because I'm going, you know, most people don't fly. I mean, you know, most people have a return ticket, you know, round trip. Most people don't go, oh, okay, you know what, I'm going over to Europe and I'm not coming back. It's usually, I'm going over to Europe, I'm going to do my little sightsee, and I'll be returning in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever. But, yeah, but they did.
No,
yeah, she went to three. Yes, I can't remember what the airlines were. I don't even know if they even said them in the paper, on the website. But I know it was three because I made little notes on my piece of paper. I guess I should have just printed the paper off. But I made little notes of the highlights of from the read. But yeah, it was. I know she got turned down by three different airlines.
That's horrible.
I know. Crazy. That's the craziness. Craziness in this world. I should call this Crazy Tuesdays. Yeah. Today is Crazy Tuesday. we're gonna talk about crazy stuff, you know, as we come over. Another thing. Let me see. I bet you know this one. Because I know you're not going to give me a twofer for one here. Casey Anthony.
Nope. You got it. Check.
And Lady Q, you're not on the air.
Check.
What? You know, I'm putting this in our Keeping It Real book, right? Okay. Okay. Yeah, supposedly, and I don't know everything on this one either, because I a little blurb, but supposedly there's some evidence that was overlooked.
Ooh.
Yeah. And supposedly, it's all talk, but supposedly there's talk of a retrial because of this
Ooh.
New overlooked evidence, which, in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, I am all for.
Yes, girl. God is so good.
Isn't he? Right the roof. Dating myself. But yes. Yes, because I'm sorry. That was a bunch of buffoonery the first time around. And if they're getting ready to go, that's why I'm saying the first time around. If they're getting ready to go back to trial, yes. And, you know, put the girl behind bars. Because
yeah.
I'm sorry, it was perfect evidence in my opinion. But then again, you know, I was a little biased because we also saw sides that the sequestered, you know, juror didn't and heard things that they didn't get to hear. So I think that's why we're a little biased because we got to see different sides and see how people acted and responded and so forth. But I'm sorry. You know, as a child, you know, a 2-3-year-old, it's you know, it's heartbreaking, it's sad, but at the same time, it's angry because I'm going, I look at my kids, I look at my nieces, my nephews, you know, my little cousins, and not just my family, but any child. If you are that, what's the word, Kitty, am I looking for? If you're that,
I'm sorry, that's just cold.
Right. But, you know, if you're that, you know, detached and don't want your child no more, then there are people out here, we will take them.
Mm-hmm.
We will take them. We will raise them. We will care for them. We will nurture them. We will love them. That is no reason for you to run off a bridge, you know, drown them in a tub, stab them, shoot them, decapitate, whatever. There are other avenues that people, you know, people you can take.
Yes,
there are so many. You know, there's adoption. There's foster care, because that system alone right there, I know we have it. But we're keeping it real, right, Katie? We're keeping it real?
Yes, we are.
Even foster care is messed up. We have more kids than we have homes in foster care. And then we have the little bit of homes that we do have in each city, state, you know, and county that we do have. You have some parents who out here who have 15 kids and they're all foster kids. I commend them. My hat's off to you. I salute you. I give you your props. But the thing about it is, why is it, you know, so little families and so many children? And then you have the kids who will age out of the system and never have that one family that they actually feel the surrounding love and comfort of being loved.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Going around so much and, yeah.
You know, they end up being in the system. And then they turn around, they release them, you know. Shoot, when they become 18, they cut the cord again. You know, and then you wonder why we have the runaways or the ladies of the night or the men of the night. Ain't gonna leave them out, because that's what they end up doing.
Right.
I mean, we could take this on a whole other spin on things, but that's what they end up doing. I mean, the kids don't feel loved, or they end up being put in a home or, you know, or in that group home, and they're abused. You know, and who are they? Who's their safety net, Katie? Who are they supposed to run to?
No one.
And you know, so our system, unfortunately, it's broken. It's broken, and I think that's why, you know, we have said it time and time again here on our show. You know, we are all three of us, Katie, Lady Q, and myself, are very strong advocates of not just domestic abuse, but child abuse, anything that we are strong advocates of our youth and giving back. And so, you know, we challenge each and every person out there that are listening via phone, computer, whatever. But we challenge you, you know, whether you have a niece, nephew, son, daughter, but go and mentor and be a mentor to somebody, the boys and girls home, some people still have at the Y various functions there. Volunteer and coach somebody's little league team. Volunteer at the children's school. Read a book on your lunch break if you have that time and luxury. Some of us don't, because we might not be close to a school. What's some other examples, Katie, that they could do? I mean, but, you know.
Your neighbor's kids.
Right.
Your neighbor's kids. You know, just give advice, even if it's just a stranger in the streets, you know, because there are kids everywhere always wandering. I see them all the time. So even if you could talk to them and, you know, just give them just a little bit of wisdom. It's just anywhere you go.
Exactly.
Anywhere you go.
Exactly. So, you know, I know for our supporters who've listened from the beginning to now know that we stress giving back to our communities and giving back to our youth and protecting them as much as possible. So, you know, and if anybody, I know we have a couple of listeners who are overseas, I extend that to you as well. We extend that challenge. you know, support your children over there in Japan and Europe and wherever. Read to them. Sing to them. If you know how to play the piano, teach a child how to play the piano. You know how to sing, and you hear them, you know, scritching and they're bad singers. Give them some lessons. If you're a dancer, whatever your knowledge is, you know, Katie is a whiz on her music, you know, but there's probably some child out there, and who knows what she's doing, but there's some child out there who probably was like, oh, you know what? You know, school me, you know, I mean, but use what you have, your knowledge, your talent, and give it back, pay it forward, and groom some child not to be on the street, not to be a lady of the night, not to be a man of the night, or, you know, turn to drugs and alcohol and end up being sleeping on a bench somewhere or under a bridge or train tracks, something. I didn't mean, Katie, for this to go into a PSA moment, but you know when stuff that gets to our hearts, it just...
It's okay.
It rolls, girl. You know me. Y'all know me. It rolls out. It just is what I do when I get passionate about things, and kids are my passion. They are so my passion. Do you want to comment about anything else that we've brought up so far? The obese woman and her,
no.
Or Casey Anthony. Anything you want to talk about? I'm going to go into a song. Before, I just want to
keep a moment of music.
I know you're a lover of the music, and girl, you're going to love me right now because you know why? I'm about to play one of your songs.
Uh-oh.
And it's not Jay Silva.
We're
going to listen to Bussin' by D.L.
Oh.
Hey. Let's go. Hey, yo, D.L., we got to hit him again, boy, with this one. And I be ballin', 365 days, no stallin', yawlin', trouble cut that from the line of back on it. I hear him talking greasy, but believe me, they don't want it. Bucktown reppin' to the death of me, flipping Carolina on the map with every breath of me. I'm slapping me, lives in my hood trying to clone me, acting like we cool, but on the real, they don't know me, cause I defy gravity, time to face reality. When I show them boys the real, it hurts just like a cavity. Hit too many people that can do it like I do it when it comes to the flow. Hard top, soft top, either way I gotta go. X-Type, stay fly from the head to the toe. Louis Vuitton, the Gucci, that boy, get the dough. Whoa.
I keep it real love and all of my competition. That's why I'm in my drop, everybody listen.
Give them something to follow. Look, let's go.
Now they blows and bust like mine. Mississippi River with these brines. Go go harder than fuck they line. Fuck they time. Let me turn that thing up. Fire is hard, but my name go flame. I control them thieves, make them cock that iron. Feed their self with a cocaine mine. I don't know nothing else but to hit the track. My youth ain't ball. Stun on y'all beat on my chest while I break the racket and win the gold. I got the heart, I got the soul. He got the beat, he got the flow. I got the sweep, he got it. But I got the flame and I'm down the road. My mic is gold, I'm a true MC. Word bitches, that's clear to see. My heart is NPC. Man, these beats just flow through me. PCP couldn't be more dope. But ain't full of bad, couldn't be more colder. Make my beats with a heart of a soldier. I sit flow just fresh as soldier. Thought I told ya. Hey, nigga, play games. Ain't pointing no fingers, ain't saying no names. I'm cocking my thing and I'm about to take aim.
Yeah. ain't have a job. No extra money coming on the side. She's got me. Oh, what if I ain't have a whip and couldn't pay the extra on the tip? She's got me. What if my bank account froze and it took some time to get back on my toes? She's got me.
That's why I love her, and you know that's why I put no one above her.
You can put that on my mother. She's mine.
Shorty make me feel like I can go far. That's why I keep her by my side. She's my co-star. I can't lose with her. I can't do without her. Won't make a move without my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my bag and I can't let her go.
No,
she's my co-star.
Oh, what if I was in the my flaws.
She's got me.
What if I gave up on my dream and quit trying to do this R&B?
She's got me.
Oh, what if I ain't never flow and I couldn't get nobody at my show?
She's got me. That's why I love her, and you know that's why I put no one above her.
And I put that on my mother. She's
my co-star. Shorty make me feel like I can go far. That's why I keep her by my side, she's my co-star. I can't lose with her, I can't do without her. Won't make a move without my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my bag and I can't let her go. She's my co-star.
She's my four-leaf clover. When it feels like the world's on my shoulder, like nobody's ever known. And I know that she's got me. She's my backseat driver. And it is who I've been lost without her. I can't say enough about her. I keep her by my side. She's mine.
She's my co-star.
Hey.
Shorty make me feel like I can go.
She make me feel like
I
can do.
Wow, awesome music by our up-and-coming local artists around the U.S. You heard Bussin' by artist DL, Can't Help Myself by Andrew Caranfa, and Co-Star by Erin Duche. Katie, what's up, girl?
What's happening? Let me tell you.
But, wow. Yes, I'm playing some nice music tonight. I'm liking the flow.
Yes,
it's all nice and yeah. I hope everybody that's listening tonight, I hope you're noticing our new flow tonight. We're doing a little bit, something different, trying to keep it real but keep it new. So we're testing out some new changes, some new things. So we hope you like it along with the new theme song. So Keep listening, listeners. Keep listening. We're going to keep bringing you some new and exciting things. And hopefully we're going to get out into the community as well in each of our respective hometowns and surrounding cities. I got some things that I'm thinking about. I'm going to get with my co-stars and bring some stuff to you. I'm going to turn it over to my co-host because she got some stuff that she wants to share.
So today was crazy at Capitol Hill this afternoon when the new protesters used their bodies to expose naked truth about budget cuts to HIV programs this afternoon. So they practically went up to Capitol Hill naked today. It's cold. It was so cold.
I know. They're crazy. They're crazy. You know what? When I was looking also for stuff, I saw that one, and I didn't get a chance to read it. It's like, yeah, that was some crazy. Did you see the picture?
Yes.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the picture, go to MSN, NBC, anything. I think I saw mine on. Yes. There is a picture that Katie's talking about, and they show a picture of these individuals with writing on their body. I mean, they show everything. So for those, you know, little perverts of y'all, you ain't gonna see everything. But they say yes, and as cold as it is, I'm sorry. I am all down for the cause. For whatever I believe in, but I'm sorry, you couldn't even pay me to run out in the cold because I can't even take it, and I got clothes on.
And then the crazy thing about it is that three female protesters were arrested for indecent exposure. What happened to the male protesters? Like, don't they get it? You know, don't they get arrested too?
Okay, so again, another form of discrimination, right? We have fought the power for equal rights. They should also have been arrested. Not fair. Not fair.
No,
this is so crazy. I told you it's crazy Tuesdays. That's what it is. It's crazy / rainy Tuesdays in some areas because it's raining where I am in Virginia. So, you know, so for most of us on the East Coast, it's rainy crazy Tuesdays. Because that is just some, we've been talking about some craziness. I mean, first, you know, the airlines not letting the obese woman on. Then she turns around and she's all distressed and her health, she passes away. Then the flip side, you got Casey Anthony about to possibly get retried for some new evidence. Now we got the crazy people standing for a cause, but the crazy part about it is you're going to run into coal in, you know, D.C.
Yep. A mess.
Woo! I love y'all. I love you people. Because you know what? That means if you're doing it, I don't have to.
Exactly. Somebody got to do it, right?
Somebody has to do it, which means Nikki and KD and our girl Lady Q don't have to.
Yeah.
And I think, is this her? Hold on. Caller from the 704?
Yes, it is her. Hello, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
Call in, because I heard you just said something about Casey Anthony. What's going on? I'm sorry. The kids just got in bed. I just wanted to know what's going on. What happened?
Rewind it back, Casey.
Yes, rewind. Apparently, there is some new evidence out here or something that they overlooked that could have turned the case. Possibly, again, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know what the evidence is. So they are talking about, retrying her.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Hopefully it'll be a good thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a good thing.
Oh, that's crazy. That was just the first time I've heard that. That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
and you know what? I thought
Did you have a guest?
No, we don't have a guest tonight. And I'm sorry. State your name for our listeners.
Makita.
Yes. Okay. I knew. I know that number. That is actually one of our girls. Which girl is it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. We don't have any. I'm calling it Crazy Tuesdays because the stuff we've been talking about, it's been some craziness. So we'll have any. So that's what we're calling it. Call it Crazy Tuesdays because we talked about. Did you hear about the woman who was 425 pounds? Now they left from U.S., so they had to fly unless they took a boat. Katie, we didn't think about a boat, but either way, they left.
Oh my!
I'm just keeping it real. They left.
True.
They left. They left from the U.S. Her and her husband decided to go to Europe and Hungary and all that and visit. And then, they were ready to come home. It's time to come home. But three airlines said, you too big. You can't fly back on our plane. They went through three airlines. The lady, of course, had some health issues. And somewhere in the process of her health issues and the stress of trying to come home, she passed away. And if I remember correctly from what I read, her and her husband were thinking or considering or might have already done to start some lawsuit procedures. And if they haven't, they better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's basically what we've talked about so far. And then you came in when we were talking about the White House and the political people being naked and as cold as it is with, you know, stuff on their body. And like we were saying, you know what? I commend everybody out here who do some crazy stuff because that means you do it and I don't
have to do it.
Exactly. We don't have to. That's one less thing that will come across our minds, and be like, let me go out here and run in the cold and stand for this political issue. Don't think so. I changed my mind. Oh, wait, they did it for me. Check off the bucket list. I can know that was something.
We have them. That's what we have them for. We have them for our What in the World topics and for them to give us something to talk about. So we have
And for us to check it off our bucket list and be like, you know, I thought about doing that. I really did. I thought about doing that. But you know what? I changed my mind. I can now say somebody else did it. Check.
Oh,
that's all. But yeah, that's what we've been talking about. Hey, you got have you read or seen something? You're down there in South Carolina. What's going on?
Charlotte. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's always something crazy every day. Just riding the bus or the train. That's enough right there.
Give us some local, you know, craziness that you probably heard about or talked about or. I know it's something.
Now you put me on the spot. Of course, as soon as I hang up, I'll think of something. But I know it's always something. Sometimes I try not to watch the news just because it's either depressing or just ridiculous. Crazy.
Well, you need to start watching it and then telling Lady Q about it or reminding her about it so that we can put it on the air.
Okay, definitely. Where is she?
You have sick nieces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah, my little girl is too. It's going around.
Oh,
everybody
yes,
is
that's time of the year. Yes,
right.
That time of the year.
Yes.
And the weather's not making any better, going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. So, but yeah, she the girls are sick, and she wasn't feeling too hot either. So. Our hearts are with her. Drink some, Lady Q, if you're listening or you're listening later on the, you know, the replay, make sure you drink some orange juice. That's vitamin
mm-hmm.
C, girl.
Vitamin
mm-hmm. C.
Get
I'm drinking it right now.
Together, Q. Get that
vitamin C down. Yeah, get that vitamin C. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Crazy. All right.
We just keep it in. Thank you.
Okay.
What was another topic? That was awesome. That was a good topic. I forgot about that dog on the White House. And I saw it, too. I did. That's great. Hey, you know what? It is after 9. So you know what that means. We go into our What in the World crazy segment.
We're acting up tonight.
Yes, we are. We are. I feel all crazy today. I do. I need some laughter and all the stress I got going on in my life right now. So, any listeners, if y'all think we're acting a little crazy and a little corny, I'm sorry. Sometimes we can do that. It's our prerogative. It's our show.
Yes, we do what we want.
I can do what I want. Say that old, 50s, 60s song where it says, I love it. Oh, I can't even think of it now. But anyway, I'll do what I want. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm acting crazy because I need it. I need some laughter. And this is some craziness. So, what in the world? What in the world is going on? Hit me, Katie. I know you got me. I know you got me.
This is the crazy thing that during the holiday season, Thanksgiving, You know, Holly Berry, she's engaged to Oliver Martinez and her baby father, Gabrielle Aubrey. They got into a scuffle.
Crazy. Crazy.
And Gabrielle is just tore up. Oliver tore him down, girl. Like, he is tore up. The pictures are on TMZ.com. And I heard that Gabrielle was the first one to swung. So it's just like, wow. Like, really, like, during Thanksgiving, like, why? Like,
mm-hmm.
why would you do that? And then you got tore up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
I heard that too. And it was some crazy. It was some craziness. I'm like, why? I'm like, really? Yeah. I was feeling that too. I was like, it's one, he shouldn't have swung. I'm going, hello, you know. When you have to resort to physical violence, you need to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden you feel that your hand is about to hit anybody, you need to walk away. Now, I'm not saying don't protect yourself. So if somebody turn around as you're walking away, you got to do what you got to do. However, if you're the first person to swing, then that means you need to walk away. And in that particular situation, he needed to just walk away. I mean, what was the point? You're on her property. You're at her house. They're mm-hmm. having their holiday Thanksgiving mm-hmm. meal with everything. If you were upset that you couldn't see your child, I know that y'all probably ahead of time had worked something out so that, you know.
And that's the thing about the situation. It wasn't saying that. It just seems like it was a cordial situation that just got out of control. Maybe because
right.
of feelings involved and the child. And
maybe
yeah,
he
and
wants her back.
But this is the thing about it. He got a restraining order against Oliver Martinez. And I'm like, wow, you the one who jumped out there in the first place. And now you're going to go run and get a little restraining order. And I heard Holly Berry also beefed up with her security just to, you know, make sure her and her daughter is okay. But
can
it's
you
just a horrible
hot mess. Is he scared? Look, since he got beat up that bad,
he's scared.
He's so scared. He's like, you know what? He done beat me up. I think I need to just make sure that you just stay, like, 100 feet away from me. Which is going to be difficult because if they go through with this wedding, what you going to do when it to your child? She's
mm-hmm.
going to be around him. So, and there may become a time when Hallie's going to be on set and you need to pick
right.
up your child. What you
right.
going to do? Go across the street. You're going to be across
bring her
the street.
Over here. Bring her over here.
Hello. It's my visitation. You need to bring her over here. Not my child ain't crossing the street without me. So that means he did. Oh, wait. No. Wait. Okay. I forgot. They have money. They have bodyguards. So
mm-hmm.
you want the bodyguard to walk the child across the street. This is some nonsense. It's straight up
it's
foolishness.
It's too much. It's just horrible. And it's sad that it has to get to that point. It's terrible.
Yeah. Very, very, very sad. Anyway, our hearts go to Halle Berry.
Yes, girl.
Do you? Because we know you are. We know you're going to keep it real and keep doing what you need to do. So, oh, Lord, I hope for anybody who's having a glass of wine right now, y'all drink a glass for me, too, because I can't have one.
Yeah.
But, yes, have a sip for me, because that's some craziness. That's some crazy craziness. All right, hit me again. Give me another What in the World segment.
So, Prince Harry was caught nude in Vegas in his hotel room. There's a picture of him totally exposed. It's just like, where is people's privacy these days? Like, what is going on?
I'm going to tell y'all right now. Yes, listeners, if anybody has a camera and y'all find out when I'm out doing hosting gigs or at a jazz, you know, whatever I'm doing and doing anything, and if I'm in a hotel room, yes, I will probably be naked because that is what happens when you're in a hotel room.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, I don't think anybody goes from the bathroom to the bed fully dressed or in, you know, if you have one of those suites and you got, you know, all the amenities and everything, you don't just slip on one clothes and then slip on another on top of it. You got to take your clothes off. And
right.
Whatever anybody does behind the closed doors is exactly where it's supposed to be, behind the closed doors. But you know what? It's because he's celebrity status, has the royalty
uh-huh.
status, and because of that, the world feels that we need to know about every little detail that entire family goes through. I mean, because then I know you read or heard about it. I think I saw something on, was it ET or something? Anyway, where a couple of weeks ago about, Princess, what's her doggone name? All of a sudden, her name flew out of my head. Anyway, her sister was doing something, and they caught that on the news or whatever. It's like, okay, so it's not just hurt the family, but it extends to the outer, you know, family as well.
What?
I can't think of her name. What was her, what's her sister's name?
I can't think of her name right now either.
Oh, shoot. Anyway, I can't think of her name, but I can't remember what her sister was doing. I don't know if it was because she was writing a book or if she was, I know she had did something with the kids, and they were talking about how, you know, her life and being in the spotlight and so forth because, you know, so, you know, it's just because of what it is. It's just like, you know, by the grace of God, you know, the three of us, we know what we're praying for this show to go through and to reach its heights. And, you know, if that happens, our life will no longer be as private as we have it today.
Exactly.
You know, because my life pretty much isn't that private anyway, even though I try to keep it as private as I can. But I do have people who, you know, if they see me in the street, oh, my God, yes. But anyway... I'm like, that's why I don't say exactly what city I stay in, and that's why I don't say what city y'all stay in. It's like, okay, we live in Virginia, we live in Maryland, you know, because we get the, you know, you eventually you get the stalkers and stuff. And I'm gonna let, you know, I'm gonna, and what I have my pictures and stuff on Facebook and other sites. Some of my sites I have so many privacy issues and things done and, you know, password protected. That, you know, usually only the people in the industry can see things. And I'm actually getting to the point now that I was just thinking about this over the holiday break, I'm probably going to be taking down, and I'm sorry, listeners, I'll probably be taking down a lot of my modeling pictures.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to revamp, you know, my Nikki, you know, modeling, you know, my entertainment page. Because it is getting kind of crazy, and I have kids, and I have to protect them. So, you know, but that's why. It's their status. And I'm going, I'm just a little local peon. But it's amazing, you know. It's amazing. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're the A-list or the Z-list. You know, there's somebody out there who thinks you're it. And will follow you and, you know, call you and say, oh, I've made your pictures into a collage on my computer. And that has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to – and that was, girl, when I got that phone call, that was the most crazy.
That ain't hot.
That was not hot. And the thing about it is, and this was a while ago. This was before – this is when my phone number was actually on Facebook because I had it up there for – you know, photographers and directors and people to contact me. I had to take that sucker down after I got that phone call. Because that person called me. I was thinking it was a business person call because I clearly said, do not only call if you're trying to book me for things. And I had to take that sucker down because after that I was like, oh, no. And he was having a conversation with me. Love your work. I think you're beautiful. You know, all the stalker talk. And then all of a sudden, I have pictures of you. And I'm thinking, I don't know. You know what? You got pictures of me. And this is right when Facebook changed so that other people could download your pictures.
Right.
You know, this was because at first you could. Yeah, at first you couldn't do the whole download. You know, I had to tag you to get a picture and everything. Otherwise, you couldn't get it. Now anybody can take your picture.
Yeah.
And you only, I mean, now I have no clue, which also hurts my business because, you know, when I want to sell a picture, people are like, oh, I ain't going to buy $10 when I can just go to her page and download it. It hurts. So I'm about to take the pictures down, and then it might just be the keeping it real and maybe one other picture. I don't know. But yeah, I had to, it was crazy. It was a little scary. Yeah. Just a tad bit scary, girl. Just a tad bit.
So creepy.
It is. So it's because of this. It's because of the status. That's all it is. We are going to go into a song. We're going to listen to. What are we listening to? What did I pick? Days Like This by Renesse. Almost like Hennessy.
Hey.
We'll shine. Letter to the man above. I know we don't talk much, shake hands or hug, but we've been on each other ever since I was born in Upper Michigan back in 84. Just a baby boy, double digits with an inches of snow. Me and my sister and my pops and my mom, but I was way too young to remember it all. Just the car seat and the trailblazer they drove. Then we started trailblazing the road outside of the shop, my new place where we made us a home. In the circle where we came home late after dark, watched the grown folks play spades on the cars. We would play every day in the yard. Football with my neighbors round the corner. We the youngest in charge. Back then, everybody rode a Huffy or Schwinn or a Mongoose with the dice caps and the pants. Those were the days.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss.
Take you back to the day in fourth grade. My man named Robert Hicks used to play football every day as a kid. Used to dig rocks and tell me they was crystals. Told me they would give me the power to be invisible. And every day I carried them in my bag to school. Untouchable, challenging all the bully dudes. And to the day Robert did come back, they told me he died of practice, asthma attack. I was like, what? Just like that, we was just on the playground playing some tag. Now it's dreams of the big league, being a man, all buried in the woods, just rocks and sand. But what he gave me was confidence. No, I bet he ain't common sense. Taught me to fear no man, only fear God. That's it, gone but never forgot. Sing, you know I got you, kid.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got a little something. I thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something.
These are the moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story. Moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story.
How I started to flow, Petty taught me the ropes. JL believed, so he started recording. Started with a two-man group we called Swarming. Hit a couple open, Mike started performing. But that didn't last, that was the one hit. Back by myself, but still focused. Since then, I tested my endurance and passed that exam 100%. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something.
My feelings have just become captured by a woman so lovely. own cream. Somebody pinch me, cause I feel like I'm in a dream. Feeling so supernatural, feeling just like a king. And if you do me the honors, the mama make you my queen. Turn our ordinary lies into a fairy tale dream. And she's by my side, mama, I can do anything. The door hold faith in you and me, that's us. Together we can do anything, just trust in we. And I ain't speaking French, baby, but we can do some French. And won't you give me a kiss, lady? Half on the baby, I got mine right here. And if you got your ass, baby, it's going down right here. I ain't never met nobody, mama, quite like you. You got me feeling for your love, baby. Yes, you do. I'ma shout it from the rooftop, put it on a billboard, let the whole world know it. Damn it, I ain't fit to show it. I got that lock up on your finger for a reason. All these haters round us hot, we need some freezing. They think we won't last, but mama, I know that. The feeling's mutual, with a hook, I'm in the state. Because of you, I know that family matters. And we ain't gotta be the wind blows. But I will follow you, mommy. Look at me where the wind blows. Us, it's so long that ain't a part. And I ain't going nowhere. I've been reaching from the start. Trying to make it my business to keep a place down in your heart. I'm trying to make memories, baby. Remember Costa Rica, it was me and you, lady. I'd be Tarzan, you can be Jane. I love the way you're spontaneous and in the role playing. I'm ready, not action. Tell them to roll cam. I'ma love you with a passion, mommy. Let's go hands, cuz you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Days Like This by Renesse and Fallen by King B. They were smooth. I'm feeling the flow of the music tonight.
That was hot.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of local talent, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are an artist and you want your music heard on Keeping It Real or The Grind, or Raw, or anything on Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, please go to lawlessradio.com, excuse me, and click on Contact Us, and the information on it tells you very much in detail on how to submit your music. Or you can send your music via MP3 to music@lawlessradio.com. So that was my plug for our artists out there. Send us your music. If you want to be on the show, hit us up on Facebook, either on our page at Keeping It Real with a 3 as the E with Nikki Outlaw, or hit up myself, Nikki with 1K Outlaw, or KD. We need to come up with a – you need to shorten you.
Girl, look, just go to the Keeping It Real page.
Keeping
okay?
It Real.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Or, you know, we also have an email, which is K for Keeping It, I for It, and Real, R3AL, at gmail.com. Again, that's KIR3AL at gmail.com, Keeping It Real at gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, if you want to submit your music, or, you know, you have a business, you're an artist, you're a photographer, you're a director, you're a promoter, you're a magazine owner, whatever it is, we are here for you, and we want you on the air. So hit us up. Either Facebook or email, and we will see what we can do and get you on the air every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We bring you the real issues with real conversation, some crazy real issues. That's why I laughed. with our What in the World segments, and of course, bring you smooth music to the pop, to the rap, whatever it is, we're going to play it from our locals. It has been great tonight. We've enjoyed ourselves. We hope you all have. Katie, what do you think? What's up?
Yeah, I just want to say go Redskins.
And she's saying it because Lady Q has a Cowboys and team.
Lady Q, where you at? Where you at? Go Redskins. Yeah.
And that note, we want, I know her, and on that note, we want to remind our followers, our listeners, if you, regardless of what, who you're a fan of, we do have a competition going on between Lady Q, who's Cowboys, and KD, who's Redskins, and whoever wins the most games for the season, the loser will have to wear the other team's paraphernalia. Take a picture, and we will put it on the Keeping It Real page for a while. So please join us. If you have some other ideas that the loser can do.
No, she didn't.
Yes, I did. If you have some other ideas that whoever it will be, I'm unbiased, I don't care. Whoever it will be, let us know. What else can they do besides wearing the paraphernalia? Do we need to do, you know, them a small mini 1 minute video? You know, I don't know. That's kind of, you know, a video. Where you mad? I'm talking about nice and clean, wearing the uniform and going, okay, you know, something. I don't know. Whatever you think of, y'all, let us know. Hit us up. But we do thank you. We thank you. We're grateful for you because without you listening, we wouldn't be on the air. So we will stay tuned and keep you giving you things. So we will talk to you next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Keeping It Real, ladies and gentlemen. It's been Katie and Lady Q. We miss you.
We miss
and
you,
Mickey Outlaw. It's Lawless.
You know what it is.